Log Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the have called me to this passage, and I
praise the Lord.
Welcome to Eagles in Flight Ministry, under the umbrella of Eagles Wings International Ministry, with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. I will be your guest speaker for this evening, Prophet Veronica Evans. As at any time during the broadcast, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you will be able to dial 347-945-5416, then press 1 to speak. Amen. Most heavenly and eternal Father God, we come before you this evening, Father God, humbly, Father God, thanking you yet for another day, God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to come together, Father God, to glean, Father God, from your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come together, Father God, humbly, Father God. We come together united, Father God, as one, as the body of Christ, God. We come before you, God, asking, God, that you bestow another gift, another nugget to us, Father God, from your word, God. Words to live by, Father God. Words of encouragement, Lord. Words of inspiration, God. Things that will help us, Father God, during this journey, Lord. Father God, for having this opportunity, God. We thank you, Father God, for just this outlet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for those who are sick and shut in, Father God, that they're able to even listen, Father God. Those who aren't able to go to the various institutions, Father God, are able to listen in, Father God, and also to cooperate, to participate, Father God. We thank you on this evening for that, God. We ask, Father God, that you stop any interruptions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Any technical difficulties, Father God, any malfunctions, Father God, any Python or Jezebel spirits, Father God, that come forth to distract and stop your word from going forth, Lord. We ask, Father God, right now, Lord, that you cover me from the top of my head, Lord, to the sole of my feet, God. That the words that I speak, Father God, will be favorable to you, Father God. That I will speak only what you would have me to speak, Father God. I ask, Father God, that I'll be able to put my foot in your footprints, Father God, as you lead me, Father God, which way to go, Lord. I ask, God, that you bless this message. I ask, God, that each and every person who is able to listen, God, receive something from this message on tonight, God. And I thank and I give you the honor and I give you the praise, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we celebrate the independence of America, I thought about the liberty that God has given us as Christians. And I chose to use an acrostic form to define liberty as a Christian, meaning using a letter, each letter from the word liberty, and applying it with scripture. Amen. What is liberty? Praise God. Liberty is freedom from captivity, confinement, or physical restraint. The prisoner soon regained his liberty. Thank God, as we receive salvation from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we were given liberty during that time. We thank you that he died for us and he rose again to make sure that we were free from sin. Amen. And that freedom is liberty. We have the liberty in America to worship. We have the liberty to read our Bibles. We have the liberty to assemble one with another. Liberty we have here. Amen. And we just shouldn't just take it for granted, because Jesus died for that. He died so that we may have life and have that life everlasting. So we can't just take that liberty for granted. We have to actually work on it each and every day, work on fulfilling the gift that God has given us. I will be reading tonight from the Amplified Version of the King James, and the first word I'm going to come with is love, and I'll be coming from John 3:16. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on him shall not perish, come to destruction, to be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life. As I said from the beginning, God gave his Son so that we could have that liberty, that we won't be lost, that we won't come to destruction, but that we could trust him things, knowing that if he gave his Son for us, what greater love is that? What greater love is for a man to give his Son to save the world, amen, so that we could be free from sin? We thank and we praise God for that on this evening. I, Injustice, and with that I'll be coming from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 and 6, I'm sorry. And it states that, not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. So here the scripture is saying that, you know, we don't rejoice when people put us in bondage, but we rejoice because of righteousness. We rejoice because of the truth. We know that God is the truth. We know that he is righteous. So any injustices that are done against us are all dissolved because of God. He makes it where we no longer have to worry about the injustices, because it said where the right and the truth prevail, we rejoice. So in this, it tells us that we can be glad, we can be happy, knowing that we have this liberty to rejoice because God made it that way. He made any issues that we had previously, they are despondent, they disappeared now. We no longer have to worry about those. Amen. Blessed. I'll be coming from Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed and fortunate and happy, spiritually prosperous in that state in which the born again child of God enjoys his favor and salvation, are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God, for they shall be completely satisfied. Amen. This, we are blessed to have this liberty. Praise God. We are fortunate. We have God's favor because now we are born again. We have died to the old man, and now we are born again through Christ Jesus. Amen. And this favor takes us beyond anything we can imagine. I'll just give you an example. Let's say that you were shopping for furniture, amen? And you went into the furniture store, and the salesman came to you, and you had saw something that was advertised for like $799. So you said, okay, that's a little bit more than I really wanted to spend, but I can manage that. But as you enter the store, before you enter the store, you pray and you say, God, you know what? Give me favor in this store. Show me favor in this purchase. Amen? Because you're blessed. So you have the liberty to go to God and ask him for anything that you want as well as need. Amen? So you go, you enter the store, and the salesman comes to you, and, you know, you tell him about the set that you were interested in, and it was $799. However, God's favor went before you, and the salesman proceeds to tell you about a set That's $599. Well, what's wrong with that set? Why is it so cheap? And the salesman explains to you, well, this set is actually a better set. It's made out of real wood. You know, the drawers slide. You know, it has it has two nightstands instead of one. You know, it has a chest of drawer. The only reason that it's cheaper is because it's a discontinued model. And we can't advertise it in our sale because we don't have enough of them to go around. But if you would like to purchase it, this is a better set than the one that was advertised for $799. Praise be to God. That's favor. Because he didn't have to tell you about that set. First of all, he's there to make a sale. And that set is actually $200 cheaper. So that's $200 less on his commission if he's working for commission. Praise God. But God showed favor for you. You prayed and you asked God to come in and show you favor. And he showed you favor by putting you in a place where this salesman came to you and offered you a better set, but at a cheaper price. Amen? Time during the broadcast that you would like to ask a question or to make a comment, you may dial 347-945-5416, then press 1 to speak. Amen? Okay. E, we're going in exile, and we'll be going 1 Peter 2 and 11. Beloved, I implore you as aliens and strangers and exiles in this world, staying from the sensual urges, the evil desires, the passions of the flesh, your lower nature, that wage war against the soul. In this scripture, it refers to us as aliens. And we know the scripture that we are in the world, but not of the world. Amen? So if we are in this world, but not of this world, that does make us an exile. Amen? And the scripture says that God will provide a way that would help us with urges, the evil desires of the flesh. We know, you know, Satan knows exactly what gets us. He knows what, as the world would say, turn us on. So he knows just what to place in your path. And those desires will hold you hostage. Desires will hold you bound. It says that it will wage a war against the soul. So therefore, we know that anything that is waging war against the soul is definitely waging war against God. Because we are spirit, and spirit is connected to God. Amen? So we definitely want to be liberated from anything that will hold us bondage. Any parts of our flesh that will make us our connection with God. Amen? And next we have rejoice. God. And that will be coming from 2 Chronicles 20 and 27. And it states, then they return, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, leading them to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord made them to rejoice over their enemies. Glory be to God. It is a wonderful thing to know that God has got your back, that he is fighting your battles, that he is leading you victoriously over your enemies. That alone is something to rejoice about. Amen. It's just like being bullied, and every day, you know, you're being picked on, you're being picked on. And you see this one person over in the corner, and he's just watching. He's just watching. He never says anything. Big guy, never says anything. But he's watching this bully just pick on you. Take your money, take your lunch, push you down, make you dirty up your clothes, you know, not even rip your shirt, you know, pull your chair from underneath you, anything to embarrass you and to belittle you in front of people, to take everything that you have, to wear down your self-esteem so that you feel like, you know, like you're worthless and that, you know, nobody likes you and everybody. It's just one person picking on you, but it feels like everybody is picking on you. And then out of nowhere, this one who's been standing comes to your rescue. And just by looking at him, you know he is coming and he means business. And he is about to handle his business on your behalf. Glory be to God. That is our God. Amen. He will make you rejoice over your enemies because, you know what, you are so happy at this point that somebody came to your rescue. You were so tired of being bullied, but you didn't have enough in you to fight it. You don't have to worry about fighting. You don't have to be worried about being held captive, being held with fear, you know, even being held as a prisoner and you haven't done anything wrong. Amen? But to know that God is going to come to your rescue just in the nick of time, and that he will have you rejoice over the very thing that kept you down. Praise be to God. Once again, if you have a question or would like to make a comment at any time, you can dial 347-945-5416. Then press 1 to speak. Amen. Now going to teach trust. And I'll be coming from Psalms 37 and 40. And the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they trust and take refuge in him. Continuation of what I just said. You know, God will come to your rescue. You know, we've been in bondage. We were in slavery, praise God. And after so many years, we were set free. Now, some people still debate that, whether or not that we are really free or whatever. But I know one thing. I am not a slave, praise God. So I thank God for that on this evening. Amen. And I thank God for delivering those who were my forefathers who were before me who were slaves and how he delivered them from the wicked. Because it's wicked when you want to suppress people, you know, when you want to just put your foot on somebody's neck just because you have the upper hand. That's wickedness. When you want to whip them unmercifully, when you want to separate them from their children, when you belittle them and make them less than a human being, that's wickedness. So we thank God for that deliverance. We thank God for delivering us from the wicked ones because we take refuge in him. We know that, God, you know what? If you don't do it, trust you, God. We depend on you, God. In you we live. In you we die. We expect a great turn of events at the end. We have great expectations on what God will do. Amen? and why yield. Praise God. I will be coming from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 14 through 16. Remember, at any time, if you like to ask a question or to make a comment, that you may dial 347-945-5416, then press 1 to speak. Praise God. Hebrews 11:14. Now those people who talk, as they did show plainly, that they are in search of a fatherland, their own country. If they had been thinking with homesick remembrance of that country from which they were immigrants, they would have found constant opportunity to return to it. But the truth is that they were yearning for and aspiring for a better and more desirable country. That is a heavenly one. For that reason, God is not ashamed to be called their God, even to be surnamed their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for he has prepared a city for them. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It is showing us here that we don't have to be despondent in the place that we are in, because God has a greater city for us, has a country for us, amen, that is our own, amen. That kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, praise God. So we thank God for the kingdom that he has in store for us. We thank God that we are looking forward to that day. We're yearning and we're aspiring for better. We know this is not the end. This earth is not the end. We have a greater reward coming to us to be with our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise God. One that we know takes care of all of our needs, all of our wants, all of our desires. For that one tonight, we thank and we praise God that he's given us this liberty where we can walk and we can talk with him, that we can read this, we can go through his word and learn, but we can go through this his word and receive clarity as the Holy Spirit explains it to us. When we gain knowledge and we gain wisdom, because having knowledge and wisdom also it also fastens to having this liberty. Because some people don't realize that they're in bondage. They're so accustomed of doing the things that they do day in and day out, that they don't realize that they're being held in bondage. They think that, you know, this is just their life, this is their way of life, you know, ho-hum, you know, win some, you lose some, you're up, you're down, you're around. But they don't realize that through salvation that you have a greater expectation of life. You have more worth to you. You get to use the gifts that God has placed in you. Amen? God gives you that liberty to use those gifts. He didn't give you those gifts to hold back, to put them on a shelf, to hide them under the rock, to sit and dig up underneath a tree. He gave you those gifts to use. You have the liberty to use the gifts that God has given you. You have the ability, you have the freedom Now it's up to you what you decide to do. God has given you free will. We are not in bondage. We are liberated. And we are liberated through Christ Jesus. So on this 4th of July weekend, when fireworks and everything and celebrations and barbecues and cookouts are going on, Christians, we can rejoice, we can celebrate, we can just be delighted in what God has done for us, the liberty he's given us. He's made our enemy our footstool. He's opened doors for us. He has provisions for us. Anything we want, anything we need, we go to him earnestly, sincerely, righteously, he will give it to us. He will give us our heart's desire. What greater liberty can we celebrate than that? What greater independence can we celebrate than having God on our side, fighting every battle? It's where it says, just stand still, salvation of the Lord. Stand still. So even though we're preparing for battle, the word tells us to stand still and watch God fight our battles. Amen? So we thank God on this weekend that, first and foremost, that he allowed us to see another 4th of July. And that through his son, he has given us liberty. Celebrate who God is, not what man is celebrating. We're on a whole different plane. We celebrate who God is in our lives and what he has in store for us. We celebrate our heavenly kingdom that we look forward to going to. We celebrate every victory that he's won for us. We celebrate brought us out of exile, that even though we're in this world, we're not of this world. We celebrate the trust that we have in him. What a magnificent thing when you can wholeheartedly put your trust in someone. You cannot put your trust in man that way, but you can put your trust in God. Amen? And he will never fail you, nor will he ever leave you. He will not forsake you. Amen? And that yearning that we have, that when this life is over, we are going to a greater. So we thank God for that as well. And we are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored of God, that he has given us blessings that we sometimes don't even realize how blessed we are. You know, we say, oh, I'm blessed, but do you really realize how blessed you are? So many things that you didn't even see coming at you, God sent his angel to block it. So many times that something could have short-wired and set your home afire, but God had you turn back and turn that appliance off. Said, no, you know what? Don't leave that fan going. Cut that AC off because, you know, you don't want to run that all day. But that was the notion of the Holy Ghost telling you, turn back and do A, B, and C. Amen? That's blessed. Blessed is when you can come in at the end of the day and have a home to come to. Blessed is having a family to come to. We thank God for all the blessings that he's given us. Amen? Blessed is to be able to be discharged from a hospital. when the day before they didn't know when they were going to release you. But today they say you can go home. The reason that you were in there was not worse. Amen. That your condition didn't worsen, but it improved. And God blessed it that you improved speedily. Amen. Because we know the enemy sends all types of things to hold us back. All types of blocks and stepping stones in our way to keep us from reaching what God has for us. But we are blessed. So on this Independence Day, we rejoice in the liberty that God has placed in our lives. We rejoice because nobody else could do it but Him. We rejoice because we are no longer addicted to different drugs and alcoholism. We rejoice because we are no longer addicted to sex and pornography. We rejoice because we are not in domestic violence situations, either being the abuser or the one who's being abused. Amen. This 4th of July, we can rejoice because of the liberty that God has placed in our lives. Once again, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, you can dial 347-945, amen. So on this 4th of July, when everybody is celebrating and America, yes, we thank God for America, but we thank God first, because without God, America still would not be standing. No matter how America seems to turn its back on God, without God, we will not be standing. Amen. They want to take God out of so many things where, you know, with government and state and religion, they want to take God out. But they know deep down, without God, we are nothing. And it's proof each and every day that we live that the more and more they take God out, the more and more we lose. We lose respect, we lose morals, we lose control, we lose identity. You were born a man, now you feel like you're a woman. You lose respect, you can't tell your children what to do and what not to do anymore. So the more and more that they take God out of our country, the more we lose. So we must hold tight to God, hold tight to that banner that He waves over us as Christians, as children of God. We have to hold tight to that. We can't let them take that away. That's why it's important that we learn our Bibles, because without it, we lose. We lose our identity. We won't know where to go and how to go. We won't have that encouragement that we need. We won't have that inspiration. We won't have that divine connection. So in order to hold on to our liberty, we have to go deeper and deeper in God. We have to ask Him to sustain us in all things that we do. Place God first, not last. Finish celebrating everything else. Not after you've tried everything else, but before. Ask God to bless it. Ask God to show you which way to go. ask God to help you in this situation. Clear. To open your eyes so you can see what he's trying to show you. To open your ears so you can hear what he's trying to tell you. Those are the things that keep us connected to God and keeps our liberty sure. Because without those, our liberty is at jeopardy. And before you know it, the enemy has eased his way in and you will be in bondage again. So we have to study the word as well as apply the word so that we can hold on to our liberty. Hold on to that freedom that God has given us. Because he never took away our free will. We have the will to accept him as well as reject him. Once again, at this time, if anyone would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can dial 347-945-5416, then press 1 to speak. Amen. Salvation. During this message, if anything has opened your eyes or opened your ear gate or your awareness to how the enemy has you bound, how he's keeping you back from the liberty that God has given you, now is the time that you can ask God to come into your life, him as your Lord and Savior. Redeem your liberty. Amen. If anyone is on the line who does not know Christ as their Lord and Savior, now is the time that you can accept him. Dial 347-9. We're waiting on you. God is waiting on you. He wants you to be free. He wants to set your soul at liberty. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He wants to be your Lord and Savior on this evening. Won't you come to Jesus while you have the time? Amen. Well, if you've already accepted Christ, but for some reason, you backslid. You let the enemy slide in, or your gates weren't protected because you weren't in fellowship the way you should have been. Adore you. Come back into your life the way it was when you first got saved. Feel that joy all over again. Rejoice in God. Feel safe. Know that if you die today or tomorrow, where you're going, that your soul will not be held to damnation, but that you would be forgiven. Now is the time. Once again, that number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. Well, The invitation was extended to each and every one, saint as well as sinner. The decision is yours. Even if you don't decide to do it openly or publicly, read your word and do it. Let it be between you and God. That's who is between to you as a servant of the Most High God, doing what God has called us to do. But that final decision is between you and God. He's waiting on you. Don't worry about us, because we don't matter. We're just servants. We're just here to do what God has placed us to do. But God matters. Don't turn your back on him. Don't turn away from him, because you're going to need him. How much greater your life will be, how blessed you will be, how you walk in favor, and that you won't have to worry about what's going to happen to your soul. It's better than any insurance policy that you can take out. This policy was written in the blood. Amen. So during your private time and your prayer time, just speak to God and ask him to come back into your life. Receive him into your heart. Ask him to transform your mind. Allow you to think differently. Allow you to act differently. Allow you to depend on him completely. Place all your trust, all your cares, all your worries, all your concerns on him. Can handle the weight. He won't buckle. He won't turn back and run. He won't leave you. He'll stand right there through it all. And we thank you on this evening for your time. We thank you for listening. Amen. And I pray that something that I said on this evening touched something in you, ignited something in your spirit that will catch fire again, that will realize just how important your liberty in Christ is, just how great it is. Right now, I'd like to close in prayer. Most heavenly and eternal God, we thank you, God. We thank you for showing up on this evening, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for opening the ear gates to each and every individual who tuned in this evening, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that your residue is left on them this evening. As they depart from this line, Lord, as they lay down to retire for this evening, God, let your spirit speak to them, speak to their hearts, God. Soften their hearts, God. Fill their hearts, God, with your love, God. Fill their hearts, God, with your security, Father God. Let them know, God, that you have never left them nor forsaken them. Let them know, God, that in you there is liberty. That you set us free, God, from every snare of the enemy, God. There is no temptation known to man that you have not made a way of escape from. So we thank you on this evening for that, God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name for every soul that's been on this line, God. We ask you to touch their individual needs, God. Be it financially, be it physically, mentally, Father God. Whatever the need is, God, We ask on this evening that you meet it, Lord. That you award them, Father God, for their faithfulness, Lord. That you award them, Father God, for being strong soldiers, God. For suiting up, Father God, for whatever that you place before them, God. Not to be fearful, Lord, for anything, God. Because fear is not of you. So we thank you on this evening, God, that you've made us victorious over the enemy. Place our enemies under our feet. That you broke us free from any chains that held us bound. Anything that imprisoned our minds, God. Anything that imprisoned our bodies, Lord. We thank you on this evening, God, for setting us free. But he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Lord, we thank you on this evening for setting us free indeed, God. Get right what we've done wrong. To repent, to truly repent, and ask for your forgiveness. To look forward to a greater day in you. That our tomorrow will be better than our yesterday. We thank you on this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for all the riches that you bestowed upon us, Father God. Not only monetarily, Father God, but physically as well, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've given us, God. And we give you the honor and we give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord. As your stars sparkle in the sky tonight, God, fireworks, God, because you placed them in the sky, Lord. As your moon shines on us tonight, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for every constellation that you placed in the heavens, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because every time we look to them, God, we can remember our liberty lies in you. And we thank you, Lord, this evening, God. And we bless your name eternally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And to all, I pray peace, God's grace, and have a safe holiday weekend. And remember, God first, above all things, your liberty lies in God. Amen. Good night.
He's alive.